Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We came out from Pastor Nozipora Kolota's teaching on oiling our shields with the sounds of Hlentombela. You are, he is the Lord of Lords, he's the King of Kings, and there is no other God that can be compared unto him. And yes, my family, we are sitting on 2 minutes just after 10. I'm excited. Hey, you know, I'm excited. Where's this? Yeah, I want to welcome Ubaba Noma into studio. It's been a while. It's been a moment. Sawubona ma, sawubona baba.
Hello, Stando.
Let me do this. Ngin welcome like this, like that. Yabo, yabo. It's been a moment. Welcome back. Baba, how are you?
I'm okay, Tali, but the what called the volumes.
Oh, Ubaba, aga la eceleni la on the side on your desk la on the side. Eteskin gabab, eteskin la etafuleni, etafuleni la gababa. All right, let me sort it out. Again, the ganje besengi zanzoneta. Ubaba ngapo ubiti konke kuhambe kahle. Siyabuya. We are talking God's favor today.
Yes.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Ah, that is Sibongile, my namesake. Everywhere I go, we will put her on hold. We are back. We are talking God's favor today. I'm not alone. I'm with Bishop Manzini, Kephas Mkhize, Insizwa Batota. Ah, finally, ngikwazi ukuthi ngenze bathini njengoba bemaskandi. Agahambi yeto, hama nendo vuga, zia intoga ziman. Uma Mavis Mkhize. Niyaphila kodwa?
Siyaphila mthakwethu, njani na?
Ah, by God's grace. Welcome, Manu Baba.
Yes, praise the Lord.
We are back again talking God's favor. Where are we going with God's favor today, Baba?
Now today we want to see what happens if a person finds favor from the Lord.
Hey.
What happens when a person finds favor from the Lord?
Yeah. Sure. What happens then when somebody gets favor from the Lord?
Yes. We can just start to look at the book of Genesis chapter 6, verse 8 and 9, where we firstly find the word of favor.
Okay. Genesis?
Genesis 6, verse 8 and 9.
Mm-hmm. Genesis 6, verse 8 and 9.
Yes.
But Noah found grace. Okay, mine says grace, and I think versions say favor.
Yes.
In the eyes of the Lord. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God.
There's something great we see in this book. In this book of Genesis 6, verse 8 and 9.
Yeah.
The Bible says the whole world was full of corruption.
Yeah.
And, but Noah was the only person during that time who was righteous, or who was afraid or fear God.
Mm.
But what caused him to fear God?
Mm.
The Bible puts very clear here that Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. when a person finds favor from the eyes of the Lord, all the time, something special happened in his life. Noah was supposed to be perished with all other people in the Middle East.
Yeah.
But because of God's favor, he survived.
Mm.
And when people perished with the flood, only one person was left. It was a person who has found favor in the eyes of the Lord. It's so important to find favor in the eyes of the Lord.
Sure.
Because definitely, when you found favor in the eyes of the Lord, really there's something will happen in your life. Not in one part of your life, but the whole part, spiritual, physical, mentally, materially, things will happen if we have met the Lord. Now, as I've said that there's something happening, we see the greatest thing here happening in this book of Genesis. Noah was supposed to perish with all other people.
Yeah.
But because of God's favor, he didn't. He was survived. And as he, it was not easy. Even up to today, it's not easy to do something which other people are not doing.
Yeah.
Most of the things we see them as a norm. That if that thing, if that person does that and that person does that, and me too, I can do it. But Noah was exceptional.
Yeah.
Even though people, they were so corrupt, but Noah didn't do what other people were doing. Now, because of faith, we can put this way, faith attracts favor. Faith attracts favor. Because Noah has faith
in God,
his faith attract favor of God. What does it mean to us? If we believe in God's promises, if we believe in God's word, if we believe what God says to us, definitely we'll challenge favor of God upon our lives. The Bible says, by faith we are saved. By faith we are saved through, by grace. By faith we are saved, or by grace we are saved.
Yes.
Through faith. Just take those two words. Without faith, the Bible says, it is impossible to please God. Now, if we believe in God, if we believe in Jesus and what God has done for us at the cross through Christ, if we believe that, is where we receive this favor which causes things to happen into our lives. And definitely there is nothing happening in our lives without God's favor. But it doesn't start there. It starts by believing what God has done at the cross through his son.
Sure.
Once we believe that, something we're going to receive, something we are receiving, which is favor of God. As I've said that each and everyone who finds favor in the eyes of the Lord, something is happening. We see something here in the book of Genesis about Noah, while all other people were perished, but Noah survived because of God's favor. When we go a little bit further, we see the man of God, Abraham. Abraham, he received or he got a son at the late stage, at the age of 100 years, then they receive something special from God. When we read the book of Genesis 18, verse 3, can you read for us? Genesis 18, verse 3.
I'm rushing there. Genesis 3:18, verse 3 says, "And said, My Lord, if I have found favor in
if
your sight,
I found favor,
do not pass on by your servant."
Oh God, if I found favor in your eyes, do not pass. Do not pass the servant of God. If I found favor, do not pass. Oh my God.
If I found favor,
do not pass
in your sight.
Do not pass.
Unangloos.
Do not pass. Do not pass.
Now, Baba, you're talking about favor coming when we believe.
Yes, Lord.
That he came, he died for us, and he rose again.
Yes, Lord.
When we have that, when we build that relationship with him.
Yes, Lord.
Then favor comes.
Yes, Lord.
Some of us, things happen in our lives.
Definitely.
We come across things in our lives. And I've heard people saying, God doesn't favor me. Maro favor mfundisum kize. So it means God has got favorites. Is there anything like that?
Not at all. Just understand my first statement. We have to believe. If you believe, there is nothing impossible to you.
Yes.
God is not a respecter of any person.
Oh, yes.
They are accepted to him. It means if I'm favored, because I believe, and you too, if you believe, you will be favored by God.
Can I ask you, Baba Unma, something as well?
Yes.
The Bible talks about Cornelius.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
The Bible talks about Cornelius, who was doing good and who was praying. Is that God's favor that he would say to him, go and meet so-and-so so you can be saved there? Who can teach you how to be?
Let us look at that.
Okay.
What caused him to give good things to people? What caused him to pray all the time?
Yeah.
It was because he believed in God. That is why God
ordered his steps.
That's right. That's right.
So there was only one thing that was running short to build that relationship.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. He was running he was running short of salvation.
Yeah.
Even though he was a man fearing God, but he was short of salvation.
So he found favor.
He found favor. Then called Cornelius. Call Petros into your house. When Petros came, things were happening. The Holy Spirit came upon them all who were there in the house. They started to speak in the new tongues. Then Peter surprised that now I can see that God has no favoritism in everyone who believe, who fear God. He's accepted.
Is it us who forget that we are favored because we are looking at what's happening?
Definitely, definitely. Most of us we do not even know that we are favored by God. First place. Even though we are Christians, most of us we do not believe or we do not know that as we are believing God, we are favored. We do not know that. We do not understand that. But once you understand that as you are a believer, it's because you are favored, then you will know that things, dark or blue, will happen into your life.
Sure. So should I wait to see God's favor in my life first before? Because I will wait to just see him favoring me.
Remember that favor is a gift.
Right.
That favor is a gift.
Yeah.
This gift happens immediately you receive Christ. This gift comes to you.
Yeah.
What is lacking here is a matter of understanding. That as I'm receiving Christ,
I'm then also receiving grace.
Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Yes. Oh yes, Lord. I already receiving grace of God.
Yeah. Unmeasurable grace.
Unmeasurable. Mm. Unmeasurable.
Sure. Wow. And another thing that I see us do, we forget that since the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom suffereth violence. And we cannot expect to be exempted. If our Master Jesus went through that violence, then we will go through it. But the violent shall take it by force. So it's to stand and say, I am favored.
No matter what, I'm favored. No matter what happened, I'm favored. Listen, watch this.
Yes.
It's not because you are favored, bad things will not happen to us. But what we must understand, if bad things are happening, are coming into our lives, God is with us. He said, will never leave us nor forsake us. Yes. When we are going down, Jesus is going down with you.
Oh, yes.
God is going down with you. Mm-hmm. When we are going in fire, Jesus, God, is going with you in that fire. Mm-hmm. What good reason to risk you?
Amen.
Always God get with you in your troubles.
Mm-hmm.
Not just to go down there to dish with you there.
Yeah.
In order to risk you. When he rescuing you from that problem,
yeah.
When you stand up and start to worship him, you will stand up and start to praise him, because you know that if it was not God, I would come out from this trouble. But I'm out because of him.
Oh yes.
Come, let us go. Let us go a little bit. Just look Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego in the fiery of fire. And God didn't reveal himself before they get in.
Mm-mm.
He allowed them to be in.
Mm.
While they were going in, he was going in with them.
Mm.
For what good reason?
To
save
them.
Their lives.
Yeah, to rescue them. Yes.
So that when they're out, they will say, yes, if it was not God, we'll bend out. Always God wants his glory. Always God wants his glory.
Yeah.
So, if we are favored, it doesn't mean we will not come across some problems and troubles. We will, but what is good here, we have to understand that in this situation, I'm not alone. God is with me in this trouble.
God is with me in this trouble and he will rescue me. We're coming back. Those are the sounds of Lauren DeGale in the background, Rescue.
You are not hidden.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
The time, 25 minutes, just after 10. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. Hector Sampson, I see you. Hello to you. Thank you but Hector, you know, Hector, I'm not going to say anything about your messages, right? But I love you anyway. Thank you so much. And I'm not quite sure whose name is that, but I see Cheryl Richard. Richardson and Louis Hay. Hello to you. Ntate Mohali Jeffrey Malachi. Hello. Good morning, Your Excellency. And Frank Yakuaps saying, good morning to our guests. Good show. Great show. Good morning, sister and family. Good morning to you. And thank you for choosing us as your number one radio station. May God awesomely bless you for always joining us. Family, the lines are opened. You can talk to us. 012-334-1322 is the number that you can dial and Gesels met ons in the studio. You can also write us a WhatsApp on 0826572729. It's 0826572729. I guess Nisieker Lisa Sylvester, if I understand your message there, I see you're talking about rescuing South Africa. But we will pray for South Africa at the end. So I think we will do that. And you said we prayed for this. Okay. But we will pray for South Africa. We are preparing ourselves for the elections. And so we are going to pray for God's favor upon South Africa. I'm going to ask Uma this time around to talk to somebody who is feeling like God doesn't favor me. How do I get to that point where I realize I have given my life to Jesus? I have a meaningful relationship with Christ. Then, how do I know and realize I'm also favored?
Thank you, Sis Bongi. I would like to emphasize the point that
Ibambe gangan, Ibambe siyabuya kuwema. Hi family, how are you?
Hi, this is Bongile Unjani.
Ah, babu nkosini njani. Sengifuna ukubiza ngiyithakazela ngithi dlamini. Unjani baba?
Ngijabulile sisi Sibongile ukukulethela ubaba uMkhize.
Amen. Ukhona namhlanje.
Ubaba uMkhize ninjani?
Sikhona mphathi wami ninjani nina?
Hayi uJesu inkosi, baba uMkhize ngiyakuthanda mfundisi wami.
Hawu. Yeah. Ngiyabonga.
Ya, sikhule nje sikhuliswe izwi elivela kini baba uMkhize.
My Jesus.
Ya, sikhuliswe yini baba uMkhize.
My God.
Hawu. Siyabonga nisakhuluma ngefavor.
My Jesus.
That's the favor I unfair, sis Bomi.
Yeah.
Sis Bomi, ngizocela umfundele uGenesis 20.
Genesis 20, saying lapho which verse, Baba?
Ukhane nje ku verse 1.
Okay.
Ngizakutshela la uzostopa khona.
All right. All right, Genesis 20, verse 1. And Abraham journeyed from there to the south and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and stayed in Gerar. Now Abraham said to Sarah, his wife, "She is my sister." And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, "Indeed, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife." But Abimelech had not come near her and said, "Lord, will you slay a righteous nation also? Did he not say to me, 'She is my sister'? And she even, she herself said, 'He is my brother.' In the integrity of my heart and innocence of my hands, I have done this." And God said to him in a dream, "Yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her. Now, therefore, restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not restore her..."
Verse 17
and verse 17 says, "So Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female servants. Then they bore children, for the Lord had closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife."
Yini into wrong enzo Abimelech? Ngoba umuntu onile la u-Abraham. umuntu okhuluma amanga la ubaba Abraham ongakhuluma iqiniso.
But the Lord chooses to punish Abimelech instead of the one. So, because Abraham had favor.
Oh,
my. Favor is unfair. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
So family, Babu Nkosi was taking us through the book of Genesis 20, showing us God's favor upon Abraham, how favored he was, that even when he faltered and he sinned and he lied to King Abimelech, God says to Abimelech, I'll punish you and not him.
Not Abraham.
Because Abraham is favored. And he says, favor is
jealous.
Is unfair. It's unfair. As well. And so do not touch anyone whom God has favored. Lynette Janssen, I see you saying, may God continue to shine in all phases of your... thank you so much. May he also shine in your life as well and bless you. Baba, you wanted to say something?
Yes. Now same question.
All right. Favor is unfair. Let's take another family member. Hi, family. How are you?
Hello, my queen. This is Bongi.
Babu Vilagazi. Hello, hello, hello.
Ngibulise nakumndeni kaNkuluNkulu lapha ku Bishop noma mfundisi uMkhize.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Usakhuluma Bishop ngale topic God favor. Kuvuka enye indaba la ngefavor. Enye ifavor yabonakala ngendoda uSimeon lapha ku Luke 2 verse 25.
Ufuna siya khona baba?
Yeah.
Luke 2. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, I got it. Luke 2, verse 25. Yeah.
Yathola ifavor. Kodwa ifavor yangenzeki. UNkulunkulu wamthembisa ukuthi ngeke ufe wena. Uzovela ama trials and tribulations. But ngeke ufe until ugona lolu sane lunguJesu Kristu. And kwenzeka kanjalo ukuthi uJesu Kristu aze alusini nofika wamgona. Sizu Simeon lapha abonga isifa kaNkuluNkulu. Athi verse 29, sale usumikisa ngokuthula inceku yakho. Somandla njengezi lakho. Ifavor kaNkuluNkulu le. Ifavor kaNkuluNkulu iyasilahlekela ngoba kuhambe sabantwana baNkuluNkulu. Zingenzeki leyo favor. Bethi siyahamba siyofuna usizo ngaphandle ezinyangeni.
My God.
So ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi God favor iza ngendlela kaNkuluNkulu, not ngendlela yethu, not ngesikhathi sethu.
Wow.
UNkuluNkulu anibusise. God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
So Babu Vilagazi says God's favor comes at his own time. If you look at the journey of Simeon waiting for to see the glory of the Lord, waiting to see the child Jesus. He went on for years waiting and waiting. But at the ultimate end, he says unto the Lord in verses 29 in Luke 2 from 25, when you get to 29, because he has now seen the favor of the Lord, he says, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. Amen. God's favor upon him. Thabang Tutubala says, greetings in Jesus' name. What a book, Genesis. If it was like that in the days, many marriages could have been saved. That God wants everyone who wants to destroy the marriage of two people, man and woman. I think Thabang, it's still like that. It's still like that. It's just that we are not aware of it.
It depends to us.
Okay, Bab. It depends on the faith. Thank you, Thabang. And may God also favor be upon our marriages in Jesus' mighty name. And Mom was just about to answer that question that I asked Uguti. Then how do I start looking upon myself and say to myself, Nami, me too, I've been favored. This is Zubiela Bab.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Sister Sibongile. There is a point that Baba mentioned when he said, it doesn't mean that we are favored, then things will not happen to us.
We are not exempted.
No, we are not exempted.
Sure.
Even if we are favored, but there are things that is going to happen to us.
Right.
The only thing that is going to rescue us is the understanding that God is revealed in the midst of our troubles. When we look at the book of Corinthians, when Paul was praying to God about the situation he was facing, the answer from God said, My favor is enough.
It's sufficient.
My favor is sufficient in the midst of that pain.
Yeah.
Why? Because God is glorified when we overcome situations through the understanding that we are favored. And there is no situation that we can overcome with our own strength. We are always failures. But depending on God's grace, depending on God's favor, is where we give the glory to God. Because after that, you will stand up and say, God, I thank you because I've overcome this and that through your favor.
Through your faith. You know, Ma, as you're talking, I'm reminded of the movie I watched. I think it's called Apocalypto. And people are taken from their land and they're taken to be sacrificed somewhere. And this young man, he alone escapes. He fights, And they wanted to kill him throughout, but they couldn't. He nearly died as they were taking them there, captive. But he didn't die. They even called him almost. And he survived.
Yes.
And he comes back. And when they were chasing after him, now he's in his space where he knows this is the forest that I know. And he comes out and he says, this is my forest. My father hunted here before and I am hunting here before.
Yes.
And, you know, as he's saying who he is and he's standing there and he's fighting like, you will not do anything because I know who I am.
Yes.
I know who I am.
Yes.
Ah, I like that. I know who I am. You must know. You are standing.
I'm favored.
You must know you are standing. You must know your identity.
Yeah. So we should stand up and say, as Mai say, you should stand up and say, I am favored.
I'm favored.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
In the midst of it all.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I am favored.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
My name is Favor.
Exactly. Oh,
yes.
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 My name,
is Favor.
Yes. Yes.
Sisubonge. I want to emphasize this point now before we close. To the whole world, to everybody who's listening in this morning.
Okay, yes.
When favor comes, he sees your need.
All right.
Omi favor ifika kuwe.
Yeah.
Ibona isidingo sakho.
Okay.
Mashaka tororobosianda. Akwenzeki, it doesn't happen that favor touches your life and remain the same.
You won't remain the same.
Let us read the book of Genesis 18 again.
Yeah, today, Vele, as Tabang said, we are in the book of Genesis.
Yeah, it's Genesis.
Which chapter? Which verse?
Genesis
which
verse? 18, verse 9. Verse 9.
Then they said to him.
10.
Uh-huh.
Yes, verse 9 and 10.
Then they said to him, where is Sarah, your wife? So he said, here in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. Sarah was listening in the.
No, just 10. Okay. Repeat again, verse 10.
And he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of your life, and behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son.
This time.
This time, continue.
Okay, now I'm reading from the New King James Bible.
Okay.
So it doesn't have that this time.
Okay, all right.
Or should I go to 11, Baba?
Yes, you can go.
Okay, but B, 10B says, Sarah was listening in the tent door, which was behind him. Mm. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing.
Mm. No problem. What is more important here? Mm. The angel said these words after they've eaten. They were ready to go. But remember the first word Abraham has said. If I found favor.
If you found favor. Yes.
Don't pass here.
Yes.
Now, what I want to emphasize here, that favor always sees your need.
Right.
When they're about to leave, they see the need for Abraham and his wife. Where's Sarah? Sarah is there in the tent. By this time of the year, she will receive. My God.
And Abraham didn't mention any need.
And Abraham didn't mention any need yet.
The Lord himself. Favor.
Abraham, my darling, Abraham didn't say anything about his need.
Yeah.
But what in
favor spoke on his behalf.
Yes.
Favor spoke on his behalf.
All right. Mm. Let's take the last break. We're coming back.
Oh, yes. Favor.
When you know that you are favored, there's no way that you can be quiet, man. You'll talk about him everywhere. Eh? Everywhere.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You cannot be quiet when you know that you got favor from our Lord Jesus Christ. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. That is Sibongile. Everywhere.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
That's where you at. Radio Council, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. Ooh, our time is so jealous. Our time is so jealous. It just wants to finish now. It wants us to end now, to finish our show now. I am so jealous. I want them to stay longer. Okay. I see Pastor Lufuno Nekota. Hello, hello, hello. Dancing with us. Thank you. And Pastor Mutabeng, hello to you, saying I will talk about my Savior everywhere where I go. And she continues to say, good morning, Sisibongile. Let me also greet Mkulu and Gogo. Nice songs. I just want to say, if there is someone out there not believing that he is favored, I would like to say to us, waking up is God's favor. Yeah, you woke up, it's God's favor.
Yes.
I mean, Mkulu used to say we are given the ability to do something which is impossible for us to do. Favor took us as useless as we are and made us useful. Somebody. Thank you. From Muruti Muthabing. Muruti Tabang Tutubula says, Tutubala, says, David says in Psalms 119:58, I entreat your favor with all of my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promises. We are indeed favored by God in Jesus' name. It must be stated that only those who are in Jesus Christ can experience the God the favor of God. Mm-hmm. Hi, family. How are you?
Hi, Sisi Sibongile. I mean, I'm kulu no koko babuye.
But finally, but no buye. Forever no buye. Forever no buye. And then I'm but umkulu funu gikata yonke namhlanje. Sisesela.
It's a broad subject.
Next week.
Well, this is Sibongile Mhlangishada.
Yeah.
Umfundisi wangishadisa.
Yeah.
Wathi kwakunomfundisi washadisa abantu abangakhulumi bobabili. Wathi hey, mina ngifavored. Umfundisi wangishadisa wathi mina ngimore favored ngoba namhla ngishadisa umuntu obonayo nongaboni.
Hey son. Hey son.
Wathi ngimore favored into engakaze ngiyibone ndawo.
Yeah.
Bangashada,
which is just awesome favor. Wow. Yeah.
He
indeed does that. Yes.
Oh man, my Jesus, wow,
thank you so much. Babunkosi, thank you for your testimony. Babunkosi says when he got married, he was excited for God's favor upon his life, that God has given him a wife when he cannot see but the wife sees. And the pastor who was marrying them says, but I'm the one who's more favored because I get to marry two people. The other one sees, the other one doesn't, which doesn't happen more often. So thank you so much, Baba Nkosi, for sharing. Baba, I know what you want to say something. Umamulelekeng Kroonstad. Mamulelekeng! Hey, Koriyamala! She is calling and she's also saying, morning family, Iyo, God's favor is unmeasurable. I can see you shouting, Mama Uliko Kroonstad. Baba, we have to close. We have a minute to close.
No problem. So, it's impossible. Favor is a broad subject.
Yes, but what do we say in closure for today?
Not to close. I just to emphasize this point again. God or favor, when it comes to you, it sees things that you need in life.
Right.
As favor sees things what you need in life, and it just only sees, but he perfects them. Uyakuphelelisa uNkulunkulu ukushoda empilweni yakho uma esefikile kuwena.
Ah, he makes you whole.
He makes you whole.
And that is favor.
That is favor.
Thank you so much, Mkulu. Thank you so much, Gogo. Where can we get hold of you? I know Gogo has got an account. Yeah, I saw her, Mavis Mkize, on Facebook. I'm following her.
Yes, Pastor Mavis Mkize on Facebook. And through God's favor, the CD now is fine.
Ah, we are waiting for it. Yes, we are waiting for it.
My contact number is 082-581-0248.
Baba?
082-788-2669.
Family, we are signing out. We love you. I'll try, Baba Nkosi and family, to bring them back next week. I don't promise, but I'll try. We will do whatever that the Lord says we should do, but they're definitely coming back to continue on the subject of favor. There are more aspects to learning more about God's favor. And next up is Germany, Yanni Pelsa with Perspective. Now, the number is Zagamama, 082-581-0248, Zagamkulu, 082-788-2669.
Yes.
Unfortunately, now I won't be reading any more further messages or even taking any further calls. I'm going to allow Ugogo to Nomkulu to close for us in prayer. So I'm going to ask like this, Ma, can you pray for God's favor upon his people and that we realize it for a minute? And the next minute, Mkulu, can we pray for our country? We just have a minute, isn't like... There's no more time. Go.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, We thank you for your favor. We thank you, Kulunkulu, ukuthi you favored us before Kulunkulu Ngcwele, and you've given us the favor to fight all the battles that we come across. Father, I pray kuwo wonke umuntu who is listening today ukuthi uNkulunkulu ongcwele, with your favor, may you step in different situations that they are facing in their lives. Father, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we believe that when the favor stepping into our problems, they dissolve, even if they don't want to dissolve. Through God's favor, they should be. Father, we thank you. Bless each and everyone in this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for this great opportunity you are giving to us to pray for our country as we are going to elections. Father, in the blood, in the name of Jesus, you are a God of peace. We are a God of honor. We believe that, Father, as we are coming closer to the day of election, your presence is with us. Your presence, Almighty Father, always gives us peace and joy. Your presence fights all our battles. Your presence causes us to prosper in every area of our lives. Your presence, Almighty Father, preserves the whole country as we are going to our elections on the 29th of May. Father, in the blood, in the name of Jesus, we release your peace upon this country. We release your favor to take control over everything, which is going to take place on the 29th of May. Father, we thank you that wherever you are, there is a peace, there is joy, there is a success. We thank you, Father, for the successful elections. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Amen.
And amen.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.